The library has long been a place to get information. And in recent years, especially for those with no computer at home, it's also become the go-to place for filling out governmental forms.
The library has, for the last 8 or 10 years, seen an increasing number of people coming in who are accessing government services over the internet. Anything from job application to food stamps and other kinds of services.
That's Kay Homeister, the library director in Leon County. She says so far there's been no rush of people hoping to get signed up, and she says that's to be expected, since people still have months before fines associated with not having coverage kick in. But she says there have been a few questions, and that's something librarians like Mary Kuipers have been preparing for. Kuipers says she signed up for listservs, watched webinars, and read as many websites on the issue as possible. She says her job as a librarian is to give people unbiased information, no matter what side of the political spectrum they're on.
I was terrified that someone would come in and would ask, and I would know, and I would have to scramble around. And this is important. It's insurance. It's money. It's healthcare. You know, these things are important. So I wanted to be the pro.
Some of the most common questions Kuipers says she's received are what the website address is, what the insurance will cost, and where to go for help getting signed up. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.